Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And you sit around and chuck it the blase flee. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. The type of man that try to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn, if I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things in the cave and the creek. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Took from my hole, spinning the cash flow, cause she was so out cold. She ain't enough, cause she love
of that. She couldn't handle that.
One of the same thing in love and the music business. People, they lose their brain just to get a finish. Let's be a star for a day. Everything in life is just okay. People say things they don't really want to say.
Hey, but it's okay, because you're a star for the day.
People will smile at you when they really want to frown.
Well, that's just the way teenage folk get down.
Just keep it real.
When a situation is pain and love is always free.
Love is always free.
Love is always free.
You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything is good, brother. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Feeling great. Had a good day.
Okay. Me too, man. Listen, I'm really excited about tonight. We have a jam-packed show tonight, not even going to lie to you. I just jumped off one of my platforms, Tone, man, letting people know they have to dig in and chime in on tonight's episode, man. I ran down the street to grab something, and then I came back, so I'm damn near out of breath. And I'm just excited about tonight, man. Got to welcome everybody again. Every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, GG After Dark, my man GI Tone, and a special guest host. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to make sure that we get folks abreast of how this thing works. You know, want to make sure that people know how to chime in, know how to get the message out, because you still have a few minutes to, you know, text out the message, make sure that everybody that you know and want on here and has a voice has the opportunity to be heard. So, Tone, man, let them know the best ways and all the options they can to be able to chime in and get this show out there.
Definitely, definitely. Well, of course, you can use the number 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Or you can go to GEI Radio on all social media platforms, click the link. We do have an online chat. You can listen online. You can also type and chat with us online and ask your questions and send us questions or whatever. If you want to chop it up with myself, GG, or our new co-host tonight, all you have to do is press 1. We'll get you on. And that's it, man. That's how you do it.
There it is, man. There it is. Let's see, man. Let's see. We got a few current events, man. You know, they had some BET activity going on here in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta always got something going on, man. I don't be in the mix like people think, man. People inbox me, hey, man. You know, where should I go tonight? I'm in town. I don't know. Go where you feel safe. I don't know where you should go unless it's an event that I'm hosting or GEI is hosting. Those are the only things I can really recommend. But don't ask me about what bars. Don't ask me about the script clubs. I don't know I don't know, man. So what I do recommend is that you have plans before you actually come here to Atlanta, because you don't want to do any last minute, oh, where should we go, what's popping, what's the move. That's not what you want to do, man. You find yourself in a long-ass line, right, okay. Aggravated once you get up in there, and then you done paid more than you want to pay. You ain't got no seat. You ain't in the VIP section. VIP section ain't what you thought it was. You paying triple. Okay, let me stop, man. I don't want to mess up the promo. Hey, I don't want to mess up the promoters, man. I ain't trying to tap into the promoters' money. All right, y'all do your best. But, yeah, so BET had some stuff going on, man. I actually had an invite, man. I didn't go. My youngest daughter, she had senior pictures, man. I got my last one is a senior this year. So, you know, I'm excited about that, man. Appreciate it. Hey, Empty Nest 2022. Empty Nest 2022, man. That's the new motto. But I tell you what, though, man, one thing on a serious note that we do have to address real quick is President Joe Biden just signed some paperwork, man. He just signed some paperwork. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, listen, we've talked about this before it happened, man. We talked about this months ago. You know, and so they're mandating employers, man, to, the make sure employees are vaccinated. I guess your other option is get your COVID-19 weekly test, you know, because, you know, there's people that have certain beliefs, whether it be religious or whether it be, you know, how they feel about, you know, their bodies and things like that, that, you know, they're just not going to take that vaccination. You know, you can only mandate certain places, certain areas. You know, you can't mandate it for everyone. So everyone that's working,
Everyone
that works for a corporation, man, they want you to vaccine that ass.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things, you know. It's you got to make a real, real life-changing decision. You know, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, you know, I hope you got another form of income, because it's going to be tough, because it's going to be like a lot of jobs doing it. I think he said like 100. If it's over 100 people, that's pretty much every job if you in corporate America.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, retail, yeah. Don't even matter. Like, that's pretty much every job.
Nah, I don't. Yeah, over 100. I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, stay abreast of what's going on, y'all. Don't get caught not knowing what's happening, not knowing why things are happening. You know, make sure you always do your research. Make sure you stay abreast of what's going on. And that way, you know what your options are, because there's a lot of articles. It's a whole rabbit hole if you want to talk about do it or don't do it and all that. But, you know, one thing that you cannot take for granted is boosting your immune system. Like, damn, I mean, folks getting the vaccination, but they ain't even exercising. They getting the vaccination, they ain't not even eating cleaner. They're not even taking care of the body. Man, it's not an antidote, man. Okay, all right, that's it, man. It's not an antidote. That's the last thing I'm going to leave with. It is not an antidote. So anyway, y'all, listen, we got a pretty strong show tonight. You know, last week was, man, it got pretty intense, though. We talked about, you know, do women feel protected by men, you know, and why not? We didn't hear a whole lot of women feeling protected by men, you know. A lot of them, you know, have their views about, you know, what could be done better. There's so many incidents that we hear about that can be discouraging. But at the same time, we also talked about, as two men, Tone, married for 12 years over there, right? And me, I'm not married, but, you know, I have daughters, I have mom, I have sisters, I have loved ones, I have, you know, people that, you know, I protect. And so, you know, we gave a lot of nuggets out. We gave a lot of information and personal perspective. But you know what? Tonight, we have a special guest, and I'm so excited that we have another voice, right? You got me and Tony here. We got two brothers here. You know, so we figured it was time for some estrogens, all right? Is it time for some estrogen on this show?
Fact.
Nothing like a woman's touch. Nothing like a woman's touch, man. So, Tone, man, I'll let you do the honors, man, to get our folks on.
Definitely. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Caller, you on?
I am on.
Okay, here we go. introduce yourself to the people.
Okay,
yes,
my
welcome.
Thank you. My name is LaChyna Jones Kareem. Most know me as a model or a burlesque dancer, but a lot of people know me as, quote, unquote, a conscious woman as well.
Awesome. And what part of town are you from?
I'm a native Detroiter. So Detroit, Michigan, West Side.
West Side, what up, though? Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're excited to have you. You've checked out the show before. She actually went through the proper channels, y'all. She submitted a video. You know, we checked it out. Obviously, she has a great voice, a very strong, dominant voice. She has no issues with giving her personal perspective and opinions, and that's very important and very valuable to our show. So, you know, we've been rocking this show now. I guess we're at about 2 years now. You know, we started out as Freaky Friday. Not even gonna lie, we was on some Freaky Friday stuff. but we did expand our platform to make sure that we can address all of the necessary conversations, and so that's how the name Necessary Convo came about. And we're excited to have you, and we're going to rock this thing out. So LaChyna, so last week we discussed, do women feel protected by men? Now, we could have asked, do women feel protected, right? But that would have been too easy because, sometimes it's not, the men around women. Sometimes it's the women around women. Is that fair to say?
Right.
That you got to protect yourself against, right?
All right.
So, but we wanted to be a lot more specific because this allows the men to really hear and pay attention on what women are saying, and then it also gives the women a voice to give their perspective, how they used to feel, how they feel now, how things could change, and that type of thing. And so, a lot of folks was listening. A lot of folks was listening. Hearing what Tone and I, we had a few callers, faithful callers, come in and chime in a little bit, but we're happy to have a woman's voice, especially on this particular subject. So, guys, as we continue to do this show, press one to chime in. Listen, we don't know your number, all right? We don't know your name. There's no caller ID. Whoever you say you are tonight is who you are, okay? So if you Cocoa Bunnies 82, we're going to say, hey, welcome Cocoa Bunnies 82 tonight, right? So, hey, it's all good. So we appreciate different perspectives, and we appreciate everybody's support, man. This has been nothing less than amazing. So, Tone, man, let's tap in.
Let's go. And let's start it off with the lady. Do women feel protected by men?
I think that's a layered question, okay? And the reason I say the general answer would be no, for the most part. In the house, in the household, like Gigi After Dark was saying, in my household, my grandfather, my father, my cousins, and my brothers, yes, they protected us.
Yeah.
If I went outside, then it wasn't the same. I didn't get the same dynamic because, unfortunately, the day that we live in now, a lot of men aren't taught to protect the woman, unfortunately. I raised my sons a different way than maybe how their friends' mothers and fathers raised them. Now, if we're talking, that's the general answer, right? Outside of my own race, I can see, or ethnicity, I can see that, for instance, K Chaldean Arab men do protect their women from other people. Let's just say that. You might have African men protect their women. I can't say the black African-American community is as dominant as it is in other ethnicities.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it. Now, inside, I have seen most of the men that I'm around, though, that I associate myself with, won't let anyone disrespect me. So I do believe that also has a lot to do, too, with how we carry ourselves as women and what we demand. I demand chivalry and respect when you're dating me or when you're around me. I demand that, or I don't want to be around you. If you allow someone to call you out of your name, a B-I-T-C-H, and you allow that everywhere you go, then you don't, even though the man should know because he's a man, a lot of these men right now have not been raised like that. So literally, B-I-T-C-H is like a name that everybody uses at that point. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That's how everybody is going to approach you. So I think it's a two-blade sword. Seriously, women, we have to stand up to a standard, and men, you have to be men. You can't want submission and respect, and you don't give the respect that deserves submission. That's my answer.
I actually dig it. I'm glad that you brought out some points that I think you always have to take in consideration. And I like that you mentioned demand. And some people may feel like, some ladies may feel like, hey, if you're a man and you was raised right or not, by this point you should have learned how a woman should be treated, how a woman should be respected, how a woman should be protected. I also believe that it is a learning experience on both ends, right? There's some ladies out there that are so guarded that they're scared. They're intimidated to an extent to allow a man to be in that position in her life, whether it is from, you know, traumas or whether it is just the fact that they've done it for the most part on their own all this time. So they feel like they're the only ones that they can trust outside of, as you mentioned, you know, family members and those that have been very close to them. I think that's a really good point. And I just have to add, you know, to it all that when it comes to men having certain skills and developing certain things that we should have, it's time to admit that we can still be taught some things, right?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about different household dynamics, you know, single parent, single mom raising the son, no father figure in the house and things like that. And that's a lot of people's reality. But at the same time, if you can learn other skill sets, right, if you can learn other things as you become a young man and a young adult, then leadership has to be one of those things that you have to be intentional about learning. Also, leadership has to also be something that is literally, you know, the young men are guided in that direction. You know, they may not be able to be a professional ball player. They may not be able to have, you know, rapid skills or acting skills and things like that, but that has nothing to do with becoming a good leader as a man, as a young man, as an adolescent. And so I think that that's something in the household that also has to be reinforced. And you know, as we mentioned, as single parents, you know, it can be tough. And I'll say one thing, and Tone, I'll bring you in on this, though. One thing that I can also say is I remember when I was a little bit younger, because, you know, I'm still Mr. 45 right now until next month. So I still got a few weeks. But I remember dating women that were single parents, right? They were single parents, and they had sons. I'm sorry, that's what I'm really trying to get to. They had sons. And I remember them treating their sons as if they were like their boyfriends, you know, and saying, hey, you know, you're supposed to protect mom at all times. Now, of course, you know, you want your sons to make sure that they're taking care of mom, but not to the point to where they're an equal, You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're still a young boy. You ain't got no business trying to do, you know, grown man things. And so, you know, that was something that I always thought was really interesting, because whether they're biological or whoever the father figure or supposed to be father figure was in there or not, it kind of made me like, do I step in and try to unlearn your son what you've taught him all these years, and or do I just be quiet because that ain't none of my business, you know, or until I'm asked. And so that was always a challenge until obviously I got older and I kind of learned that, you know, there's just some things that you impart on the younger generation. I don't care if they want to hear it or not. These are some things that you're gonna have to learn, because it's only going to help you. Whether you want to hear it, whether you like it or not, it's only going to help you. But it is also important to have that support from that single mom. Right, because after I say this and that, okay, well, when he ain't here, you don't have to listen to him, or that ain't your daddy. You understand what I'm saying? So these are some of the things that were challenges, and I think it's also things that we have to take in consideration, because if we talk about women not feeling protected by men, these same men were young boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Tony, I feel like that's how we have to start. We definitely have to start where that learning curve started for men to really understand and know what protection means.
Yeah, so my question would be is, who is to blame? So if it's a single – go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't know if we want to call it blame, because honestly the father and the mother, or the single mother who father left the child, you know, with the mother to have that much responsibility, or a man who came in who was supposed to help show this young man the right way and somehow slighted the family or made the family look a different way and the mother look a different way at any other man coming over her child. So I don't know if you can say that it's a blame game, you know what I mean? Because there's so many avenues you can go there as well. We can go where the father was taken out the house in order for the mother to get help from welfare. Then do you blame the system? You know what I mean? So I think that's a layer, you know, that's a layer question as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I think even still, single, you know, single father or single mother, I think you still have to teach that respect. Right, you still got to teach your child that respect. You know, the situation is the situation, right? You know, we can't control that. Like, you know, that's a whole nother conversation on how they, you know, remove the black man out of the house. But it's still, you know, you still have to raise that child. So you still have to teach him, you know, the respect of a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Yeah,
and it's for single men too. You know, for men too. Like, if you know, it's not just on the woman. Like, you still have to teach that man. I mean, you know, as a father, you still have to teach your son how to respect a woman and protect a woman and treat a woman. So, you kind of can say it is kind of a blame, because if he's not, then were you teaching him that? You know, were you teaching him that?
Yeah.
Do you think
and
a lot of
did you also? Yeah. Also, did you surround them? Well, first of all, did you lead by example? Right. That's the first thing. Did you lead by example? Because in essence, you're still teaching them through your example, right? Whether it's this is what should happen or this is what not to do. First and foremost. So I would say it's always going to land on self accountability, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you contributed or lack thereof. And even if, because it's so challenging as a single parent to, you know, make sure you got yourself together mentally, physically, financially, and then, of course, your responsibilities mentally, physically, financially, you know, meaning your kids and doing that. So, you know, sometimes even though we may not be in the best position as parents, we can still find ways to be resourceful for our kids. We, you know, it's a personal thing, You know, it's a personal thing that we have to, hey, we don't have all the answers. We don't do everything perfectly. And, yeah, we can use some help. Yeah, we can use some guidance, you know, because it's day to day. But also, you know, putting our kids, our children in better positions, you know, to learn in better positions, to have positive influences. And, you know, I think that's just one of the challenges of being a parent, because you also have to think about what are we fighting against? You know, we're fighting against the media. You know, we're fighting against systems. We're fighting against so many, you know, things that a lot of it contradicts how we raise our household, you know, and building that tribe, man, never before. I know people talk about, you know, the tribe's not there like it used to. People mind their business until something happens. But I strongly feel we still have to get back to that, even if it's a Fave Five. You understand what I'm saying? Even if it's an Elite Eight, let's continue to build, you know, those relationships, and even with our kids, because I know for me, I'm the youngest of four, right? So I was the one that I felt like, look, my parents are tired. They tied a whooping ass, right? They tired of putting them on restriction. All the kids on restriction. They tired of lining them up. Who lied? Who didn't lie? Everybody in trouble. So you know, I kind of felt like they, you know, they had an opportunity to be a little lax with me, not because I knew new tricks of the trade, but because the fact that it shouldn't even have to be that way, right? I already know what the consequences will be. I've watched all that. But, you know, at the same time, I don't feel like that they factored in all of the other influences, right? Because what you're not saying, another group of people are saying. What you're not saying, stuff is going on at school. So what you're not saying, well, while I'm out and about with my friends, not necessarily my friends, but those people that were hanging around, it may be something going on with that, stuff that they, you know, they won't have control over. And so I think it's a challenge, man, but getting back to that whole tribe mentality is, I think, is paramount. I mean, that's what they're talking about now. That's what they're talking about now. So I think we have to get back to that. Folks, you know, if it don't affect me immediately, I'm minding my business. But then when your business is affected, you want everybody to what? You want everybody to get involved. You want everybody to be aware. You want everybody to step it up.
And you know what, Gigi? Honestly, like, I feel like women got to, like, really putting dudes on blast. Like, for a woman, for a black woman not to feel protected by a black man is unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable to hear a woman say that. And I think last week one of the callers said the same thing. You know, like, you know, the people I'm around protect me, but outside of that, I don't. And that's a sad thing, man. It's a sad thing that our women don't even feel protected around us unless they know us.
Right.
On a lot of levels, though, too. It's like for a black woman, being a black woman, we're never enough for a black man.
No. Don't say that.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
No.
She's going to go there.
Once she goes there, the lines
will light up.
Let me go.
I can't let you get away with that one.
You said what?
You said, repeat that again.
It seems like a lot of black women are not enough for black men. And let me take that back. So a lot of black men, not all black men, but a lot of black men. And I'll explain myself. I'm not just going to say it without explaining it.
Okay.
When black women have worn their hair natural, it's too nappy. When we wear a wig, why you have that wig on? If we perm it or if we get extensions, I like natural women. So you got that layer. If you put on makeup, I like a natural woman. If you don't wear the makeup, you're ugly. So it's like you can't be big, you can't be small. You look too anorexic. Like, we literally go through everything. Don't wear a bonnet. Do wear a bonnet. It's just never enough. We're never enough. You know what I mean? And we go through it with our children. Me being the oldest child, because I know, Gigi, you said you are the youngest child, right? Of four, right? Or you're the youngest, right?
Yeah. I'm
the oldest child. I'm the oldest of four. So it was my responsibility to make sure that when my mom was getting her master's and she was going to school at night and working during the day, when I got out of school, it was my responsibility to make sure my little brother and my little sister were taken care of, or that's my ass. You know what I mean? It was my responsibility to make sure that nobody bullied my little brother and sister. So when I had that responsibility, looking at black men, I had to also understand that although I'm doing this in my household and this is how I was taught, when I got into the real world and saw that that's not how everybody was taught, it was a shock. It was truly a shock for me not to feel that protection. And because I don't want to give you my number, now I'm a B, because I don't want to give you my number. If I have a boyfriend, you're telling me why I shouldn't be with that man, or can't you just have a friend? We all know this. Like, even men go through that. If you say you married or you have a woman, they feel, well, you can't have friends. Like, the disrespect is, like, ridiculous. For one, do not feel protected as a whole by black men. No, I do not.
Okay, let's go back to the because I mean,
yeah,
I've heard women say that outside of, you know, this conversation, that they don't feel protected by black men, and like I said, that's disturbing. But when you were saying, you know, the natural or whatever, see, here's the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who's harder on black women? Is it black men or is it other black women? I think black women are more harder on black women than the men are.
Do you?
Because
I think
when the men are giving these compliments, they're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Get out my face. You know, like when the men are giving these compliments, a lot of these women don't take them. So then, a lot of times, it is not just black women. I'm just speaking on women as a whole.
Yeah.
A lot of times, people get caught up in the negative so much. Like, it's just more exciting to say that, you know, oh, this dude tried to talk to me. I didn't want to talk to him. He kept talking to me. Maybe this is, you know, it's ways to handle those situations without having to disrespect. Like you said, if you don't want my number, why I'm a B now?
I think,
me personally, I think black women are harder on black women than black men. I think.
Okay.
Me personally.
I can't say that's yes or no. I do understand where you're coming from, because sometimes black women do get dressed up for black women. I do believe that as well to be true. But no, in my experience, and like I said, this is just my circle. This is people who associate themselves with me, even if they are my friends. We congratulate each other. We are always cheering for each other or rooting for each other. So I don't know that experience from a black woman being so hard on me. You know what I mean? Not that women don't hate. I'm not saying that at all. But we're talking about the protection of a man to a woman. And so from a black woman wanting protection from a black man, because you all are my world. That's the only man that I date are black men. So I can't focus on a white man because I don't date white men. I only date black men. So I need to protect it by you. I need to know that I got your back just as long as I have your back, that you have my back as well. If a man, a man, a white man, or any other man disrespects me, I need to know that you're going to knock his ass out, because I ain't supposed to be disrespected by no man. That's what I'm saying. So that's why it came up.
I definitely dig. And what you mentioned earlier, and just real quick, guys, this is Necessary Convo every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, this is part two of Do Women Feel Protected by Men? So we have LaChina, G.I. Tone, Gigi After Dark. Hey, it's getting really intense, because these are very important subjects that we don't hear a lot in media, right? This is kind of one of those conversations that, you know, you have within your community, because we already know that there's other influences out there that are already trying to give a specific narrative to our community that looks like us. I mean, that's an easy one, right? But what you mentioned, China, what I thought was very significant is you talked about culturally. You talked about culturally the differences within the communities, and culturally, because you talked about the African African community, even if you want to go into the Muslim, just different things like that. But the, I guess, African American, is that what they labeling folks nowadays?
Yes.
But here in the U.S., here in the States, it's a very, very big disposition when we start talking about the levels of respect with black men and black women, and that's and that goes both ways. I mean, when we talk about what goes on in the black community, you know, there's no light shined on the percentages of marriages that are flourishing. You know, the only couples we hear about are quote unquote the power couples, as if that's the only thing that exists. I mean, think about this. I want y'all to think about this one. And callers, I need y'all to think about this. When you look and you think about what a power couple looks like in the black community, and all you have to do is go to your Facebook pages, right? Scroll through your profile pics, scroll through your cover photos. Who is the individuals that you utilize as a power couple? Right? It's the Obamas, right? It's the Jay-Z's, right? And Beyonce, right? How many times do you go and you see people's parents, great grandparents, their uncles, leaders in their community? You understand what I'm saying? So that alone, and I'm not saying, hey, you put whoever you want on your shit, okay? Do you. But all I'm saying is there are strong power couples right here in your front and backyard, right? So that's why I say that it starts within your home, then within your community, and then, you know, within your state, within your outreach and things like that. And if we could have more of that, then it can be – you know, people could, our children's children can make it seem, it can be more attainable, more realistic. Like, you don't have to be a president, and your wife doesn't have to be the first lady to have a successful relationship, right? Or to make a difference in your community, right? And so if we can do that, because we have some great examples. We do. We have some great examples. Now, one of the differences is we may know a little bit of the history of them, so we discredit them, right? So that's when we start talking about, okay, well, you know, great-granddaddy had another family on the other side of town, right? Because we're privy to that, right? But I tell you what, though, everybody got something, right? If you dig long enough and hard enough, everybody has something. Nobody's lived a perfect life, you know, flawless life and never made any mistakes, right? But that doesn't take away the value, in my opinion. That doesn't take away the value of that person. If they can be more impactful for the positive things, and I, you know, obviously I'm not talking about some traumatic and some very bad incidents and traumas. I'm just talking about overall. Right. Overall, look at that person, because you know what? Your great-great grandparents helped your great parents, your great parents, grandparents, and then your great grandparents helped, you know, your parents. And it goes on and on and on. And that's how your ass got here. And, you know, so we have to start giving a little bit more credit to the faces that we can actually see and reach out to and show them a lot more love.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Totally agree.
I think that comes with media, though. You know, they put this perception in your head of what success is, like what happiness is. Like, people don't even know what happiness is. They think that happiness is, I need a whole bunch of money, I need the biggest house, I need the most cars, and that's not happiness. You know what I mean? But that's all they see. That's all they show you on TV. So a lot of times, a lot of people don't think for themselves. So that's why they, you know, they aunt and uncle probably been married for 40 years. You get what I'm saying? But they not paying attention to that love. They want Jay-Z and Beyonce love because it's on TV. When that could be the worst, they probably be in the worst situation ever. They only showing you what's good. You get what I'm saying?
And they showed you what's bad as well. You know, they showed you what was bad, and they still got forgiveness. Still got forgiveness, though. There's still relationship goals for a lot of folks. So that just shows you that people are people. And people will always be people. And so where you see value, and as parents, as, you know, uncles and aunts and things like that, where we show value, a lot of times our children and those that we have influence on, that's where they'll see value. Because think about it, and I'll leave this alone. Think about it. Babies, toddlers in expensive clothes, them kids ain't asked for that. Right? They didn't ask to be dripped in expensive clothes, right? So as they get older, now it's like, well, shoot, I have to wear these $100 sneakers. I have to wear this $200 outfit because that's where value was shown as a youth.
Right.
Right? So, and that's just clothing. It goes deeper than that. You know, we can start talking about, you know, the importance of ownership, the importance of wealth, the importance of leadership, the importance of using your resources, right? Not letting your surroundings and your past dictate your future, right? Showing them how important, you know, spirituality is and being one with yourself and make sure that you're creating peace and not allowing other people to influence you. Imagine if those were highlighted in our communities more than expensive shoes that comes out every few months, expensive clothes, because you can't do nothing with those, right? You can sell it, right? That's the best you can probably do if somebody don't try to take it from you.
Yeah,
but these aren't principles. These aren't fundamentals that you can continue to teach others that will benefit them and be impactful in your community. And so I think LaChana, I think that's something that that you're big on, is making sure that you're being impactful on strong principles of individuals being more aware of self versus everything else that's out there that they can obtain materialistically.
And being able to have a healthy mental. Like, I want to tell the listeners, especially mothers raising sons, fathers raising sons, let them cry. Let them be human, because you create hard people. You keep creating, and we wonder why black men don't want to go to therapy, because as growing up, they were told, don't be a punk. Stop crying like a little girl. That's a person. They're crying because they have feelings. They should be able to do that with the people that they trust, and if they're not able to do that with the people that they trust, they turn into these hard individuals who disrespect women, who don't protect women, because the person who was supposed to protect them, their mother, did not protect them when they needed her most. So I do want to say that as well.
Definitely. Definitely. We got a caller.
Okay.
Let's,
of course we do.
Let's get this caller. 4879, GDI Radio, you on.
Hey, welcome
to
the show.
Hello. Thank you. So, a whole bunch of stuff to unpack, but I'm going to be very quick. One, I agree with your co-host tonight when she said there were layers to this protection thing, and she tapped in on it just a smidge when she said black women are not enough to black, like, we can't do it all, you know, if it's the natural hair, you want straight hair. So there are layers to this protection. There's emotional protection. There is physical protection. So when you say, are we protected? Do we feel protected? There are layers to that. And so to the point of what was, you know, everything that was said, in general, we feel protected by those that know us, because they are going to emotionally protect us. They're going to physically protect us. They're going to make sure that if somebody, like my partner, somebody was, I mean, give a great example, was we were online in a Facebook group and saw that there was somebody that was trying to fat shame me. Now, I'm not huge, but I'm not where what I used to be. But when I tell you, the moment that she saw it, it stopped. Now, how it stopped, why it stopped, what he said, I don't know. But I know it stopped, and all of a sudden, the message got deleted. And it was like, well, wait, what happened? But that's because he knew me. Now, there are other people that he would have done that for, too, because he knows them. But then there's some other folks that you don't know, like your co-host said, they allow to be disrespected. That's something that they just do. So if this is what you get down with, men aren't in a comfortable space to be able to protect because they don't know what they're walking into. So I think there has to be some level of familiarity to be able to protect somebody, because if they allow to be called out their names, that's, you know, what they do every day by everybody, and then you come in saying, nah, 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 you shouldn't be talking to her like that, you look crazy because she allows it. The other part, Tone, you said that black women are harder on black women than black men, and I would have to say I disagree, because we haven't, from what I see, black men and black women have not learned to accept people's preferences as not being personal attacks, and don't know how to communicate that preference and not be a personal attack. So while somebody says, I don't like natural hair, okay, cool. That's not an attack against somebody that's rocking natural hair unless they find it offensive, unless they're being asked, well, you should straighten your hair because I don't like. And a lot of times that comes in that whole emotional protection side of it. Like, I'm not good enough. I need to look more like her. I need to act more like her. I need to do what she does so you will like me. And that's where that whole emotional side of not being protected. So, no, Tone, a lot of times, yes, we do dress up for other women sometimes, because I'm not going to walk in here looking crazy and these women looking at me crazy. Yes, but ultimately, we want that attention that's going to come from that guy that we're really digging. Is he going to like what I look like? Because we see the other women that he interacts with, and it's like, oh, I got to look more like her or that one to get his attention. So, no, I wouldn't say that we're harder on other black women. It's that part of, you know, men being from Mars, women being from Venus side of it that you all just don't see. And then my last thing is, she was absolutely right about letting these kids be kids and letting them understand that they have emotions and teaching them how to express those emotions in a safe space, because otherwise you got grown people that do not know how to handle their emotions, and you're like, well, why are they popping off and why are they going crazy and why are they going off and you know, doing dumb stuff when they're angry, when they're hurt, when they're upset, but they were never taught how to process those emotions. So you were just left with raw emotions, and you deal with it how you deal with it. So and for girls, and I have both daughters and I have a son, and I had to learn to let my son and fight for him when people would say, oh, he needs to stop crying. No, I'm going to knock you upside your head if you tell him that, because he needs to understand that it's okay to cry, when you should cry, when you shouldn't cry, what things should you allow in and what things you can't allow in. At the same time, my daughters had to learn, just because you upset doesn't mean that you go bust his windows out his car, because I ain't going to bail you out. But if we don't teach our kids how to process those emotions, that's what you get. We think it's okay. Mm-hmm. We think it's cute. When you see people on IG throwing rocks and boulders, and the dumb one that I saw where she tried to set somebody's car on fire and got blown up herself. Yeah. Well, we thought that was cute because she was emotional. No. We got, if you don't teach them young how to process those emotions, that's what you get. And then you can't protect people if you have to protect them from themselves. So it goes into your protection of do we feel protected? A lot of times people are fighting on us to protect us against us, and nobody should be put in that position.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all I got. And, yes, this is WD. Tone and Gigi.
Awesome.
WD, we appreciate you calling in. Now, listen, I got to tap in because now I have two ladies here on the platform. Now, Tone did mention that he feels like, you know, the ladies are harder than God. Now, I actually agree with Tone on the, and let me give you an example. And of course, this is all perspective. We guys, right? So we're going off of what we see and what we're told and what we've heard. So, you know, all perspectives are respected. So let me ask you this, ladies, because there is a plethora of women with this same mantra, right? They say that they do not have a lot of female friends and they have more male friends. And they usually have a reason why.
Okay.
I mean, is Tone, have you heard that before? I have more male friends because the few female friends I got are the ones that I can trust, blah, 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 blah. So what would be some of the factors why some women would say that?
I can only speak for myself.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
I can only speak for myself. I am that person. I have more I have more male friends than I do female friends. And for me, I don't like temporary people. Once I realize that you're a seasonal person, I can't really rock with you. And that's just me. So I do have some female, but my friends that I have been friends for years. And when I say years, I mean double digits. So I'm generally, if you haven't been my friend 10, 15 years, probably not going to happen because I don't do seasonal people. So my male friends, generally, no matter what's going on with us, ups, downs, we don't like the same people. We're not attracted to the same type of person. So there's never a sense of competition. There's never any of that that comes with that. And we genuinely celebrate each other in whatever it is that we have going on. The female friends that I've had for years are those same types. We don't like the same type of people. There's never a sense of competition. We genuinely celebrate each other in everything that we do, no matter which arena it's in. And so that I don't have, you know, I see a lot of people that you throw out the word friend real callously, you know, oh, that's my friend. No, it's not. You met that girl 2 days ago. That ain't your friend. That's your associate or better yet, that's somebody you're getting to know, but that's not your friend. Your friend knows you inside and out and everything else. So I have more friends that are males because we don't have that up and down situational relationships. Like we just don't. If they're dating somebody new, they don't treat me crazy because they want to spend all their time with their new boo. No, that don't happen. It just doesn't happen that way. So that's just me. I don't know about anybody else. And I don't even attempt to speak on anybody else. But, yeah, I don't.
Now, I've heard it and I've seen it, and I'm actually the opposite. I have a lot of female friends. But in gaining those female friends, it seems like I'm the one. I walk into a room and everybody automatically thinks that I think I'm the shit for some reason because of my confidence. So I can say confidence has a lot to do when you're insecure. It has a lot to do on why you don't have a lot of female friends because you are always in competition with them. You know what I mean? Because you want what they want or you want to look better than them. But honestly, with my female friends, I have more female friends than I have male friends. And I can say that because most of my male friends, and I'm putting a quote unquote like me. You know, they want a relationship. Okay. I have probably about 3 to 4 genuine platonic friendships with men. Everyone else has some type of crush on me. So most of my female friends, we have been friends 25, 20, 30 years. And I have more, like, I probably have about 10 female friends that I call my sisters. So I've heard what you are saying, but I think it has a lot to do with confidence and being accepted and females wanting to, a lot of times, and I hope WD will tell you as well, with my female friends, I hold them accountable. I'm not going to be the female friend that's going to agree with you with everything you do. If it's bullshit, I'm going to say that's bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you should post it and that's friends the difference. Like that.
Yes, and that's the difference. So see, like she said, I'm the exact opposite. I have male friends that are been platonic for 25, almost 30 years. And there are more of them than female friends, but that is because I do hold people accountable. Like, if you're doing some dumbness, if you're the chick that busted out his windows, I'm going to look at you crazy. Like, what you that was dumb.
So
I'm not coming to bail you out.
Right. So that brings back to Tone's point, though. He said that it appears that the women are harder on each other. Right, Tone, I don't want to misquote you. Now, are you saying that it appears that women are harder on each other than men are on women?
Yeah, I want to clarify. They just answered it. That's why. I mean,
that's what I
women. I mean, they said it. It's just it's hard to get 5 women in a room. You're not gonna get 5 women in a room and they all get along. They're gonna find something they don't like, or her energy off. I don't like her hair. And it's all ages. You know what I mean? It's not like younger women. It's not just older women or middle aged women. It's just women, period. I don't know what it is, you know. My wife always say this, like, with women, it's either they click, like, real quick or they just not going to like each other. I don't know how true that is, but she always say that. She, like...
Well, for me, it is.
She get around?
That's very true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For me, that's very true. I can tell you in the first 5 minutes if I'm a rock with you. But I'm
just up here. I go off a vibe with anybody, male or female.
Yeah.
Right.
If your first impression is your last impression with me. If you fuck up on the first impression, then I can't rock with you because that's who you are. And I got to accept, and I respect you for that. I respect you for showing me your true self. I just can't deal with it. You know what I mean?
And that's good. And like Tone said, I think that those were great examples because – the ones that you describe, both ladies, the ones that you describe that you rock with are the ones that are in your inner circle. Those are the tight ones, right? But Tone basically stated that overall, because if you have a small circle, then that means on the outside of that circle are the ones that Tone is talking about. That's who he's talking about. So he's saying that the women are harder.
But we're not harder on them. We're just not dealing with them.
Right. That's not being hard on anybody.
It's not harder on them. We're just not dealing with them.
Ladies dealing with them is optional, right? That's optional. That doesn't stop them from how they feel either, though. And so what we're talking about is just
we don't care how they feel.
We're talking, and that's fine. But listen to what I'm saying, though, right? What I'm saying is we're talking about the majority. We're talking about a large percentage. And so if you want to take social media, and this is a little off subject, guys, so we appreciate y'all. But, hey, we finally got 2 ladies on here, right? So we love this. So if we talk about taking a social media situation, for instance, right, if you take a social media, for instance, and you post, you know, a picture of you, you know, living your best life or whatnot, right? There's going to be a lot of men that are saying, hey, you look beautiful. And they're going to do the most, of course. Excellent queen, drop from heaven. Your ambiance is completely exuberating. Right? Those guys will be there too, right? And then, of course, you're going to have the guys that are like, hey, that's absolutely, you know, you're beautiful. But you will have only a handful of women that'll show appreciation to that same woman.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, you look amazing. Wow, I love those colors. Your hair looks incredible. Come on, man. You gotta come on. Come on.
Yes.
So again, we're talking about the majority being harder. And again,
okay,
I don't want to misquote
you. You're saying harder for protection, though. Like,
sorry?
We were talking about protection. We were talking about protection when he was talking about that. So are you saying that black women are harder so they don't protect each other? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you're talking about protection because you were talking about natural
that's what
hair
I thought you meant.
Versus.
No, I thought that's what you meant.
No, you were saying.
Yeah,
you
we were talking about
hair. When you were saying a natural hair thing, like the men are hard on women because of that, and I was saying I think women are harder on women than black men because we going to compliment you. You're going to get more compliments no matter how you look from a man than you would a woman. Even if you look amazing, a lot of women are going to scroll past that. Instead of, like Gigi said, saying, oh, queen, you look good. They'll just scroll past, like, she thinks she all that. Like you said, when you walk in the room, most of the women be like, oh, she thinks she all that. No man is going to when you walk in the room, no man is going to say, oh, she thinks she all that. No, they're going to be like, she's beautiful. Like Gigi said, some people are going to go, you know, beautiful, you know, go over the top. But we're going to be giving out more compliments than the women. So I think women are harder on black women are harder on black women than black men. Now you got some guys that dislike certain things. You know, like okay, I don't like straight hair. I don't like this. I don't like that.
But you're only bringing up like one point of what I was saying. Right, you bringing up like the natural hair or the beauty of a woman, things like that, which I understand. I definitely get that, and you're right in that regard. I don't agree that more black women are harder on each other than black men. If anything, I can say it could be an equal amount. Because just because Gigi or Tone, just because y'all don't like or you don't talk to a woman or you don't compliment her, that doesn't mean that you don't think she's beautiful. That would be just asinine, right? Just because a woman doesn't compliment me or she scrolls by doesn't mean she doesn't think I'm beautiful. She just might not want to like the picture. You know, it might be something.
But we're talking about the tangibles,
though.
We're talking about everything that's tangible. Like if a person don't like you or they feeling some type of way or they too busy to say something, we can't scale that. That's intangible. So we're talking about more so the tangible, what we can actually see, what we can actually gauge. And
that's
like,
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just because you don't do something doesn't mean you don't like it is what I'm saying. Just because you think just because women don't, she may not compliment on you or she says, I don't like that hair. Again, it goes with preferences as well. I'm speaking of, in general, when I made that statement, I'm speaking of black men doing this type of thing shows us that we're not protected, whether it's being the natural hair, whether I'm a plus-size woman and you like smaller women. If I'm a plus-size woman and you like smaller women, there's no need for you to get on my post and tell me that I'm a big ape or I'm a whale. That's stupid, you right? So I'm not just talking about the natural hair. I'm not just talking about the physical attributes of a person. I'm a sapiosexual woman. So I need conversation. I need you to stimulate me for me to be aroused in any other way, right? There are men who hate that I'm a sapiosexual woman. I've never heard a woman hate that I'm a sapiosexual woman, but there are men who hate that I'm a sapiosexual woman and will tell me that they would not date me.
Yeah. Well, can we stop saying men and say boys? Because there's a difference.
Okay. I will say boy. I'll say male.
There you go. We gotta,
you know what I mean? It's a difference between boys and men. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, the subject was men, so I'll just say boys.
Yeah, we ain't talking about them.
And I would give Tom on that one. Yeah, because boys.
Oh, my phone.
We're not factoring in clowns.
Jump the phone on me.
Okay. We don't factor in
clowns.
I know, like, my circle of friends, my guy friends, like, we don't play like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman is beautiful, she's beautiful, whether we can talk to her or not. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're not about to disrespect her or talk down on her or in any kind of way. None of my guy friends play like that. So that's why I hear women talk about, oh, men this. No, boys are like that. Men are like this. You get what I'm saying? Men are, men do this.
Instead of women hate on each other, can we say little girls hate on people and not women hate on people?
No, I don't think it's political. I think that there's grown women that are hating. Now, but you know what, though? To actually turn this into a more productive and positive, I think where we are right now, I think uplifting each other has increased as a community.
I do.
I think that's what's going on. And, you know, obviously we talk, and I want to ask both of you ladies while I have you here, how do you ladies feel about being called queen and calling a man king? Now, understand, I'm talking about somebody who you do not know, right? And just that's how they address you. That's the salutations. That's, you know, the formalities. And do you ladies have issues with that? And I understand it depends on the individual, right? But generally speaking.
I think that if you put it out in the earth, it can be. If someone is acting a butt originally, they're acting a butt, but you always are feeding into them. And I'm becoming your woman, or and you're not my man. Let's just say that I find you have kingly attributes about you. I'm going to call you a king. But I call most black men king anyway. When you call me a queen, I thank you. You know, period. I don't think it's anything to be offended by. I saw something yesterday that was so confusing to me. On one of the groups that I'm in, where the girl put something out, a screenshot, because the guy called her queen. And she said, you want some BS now. What did he do? Because if he would have came into your inbox and said, hey, B, that would have been a problem. But he said, Grand Rising, queen.
But now you been like, what's up?
But now do you see how hard? Here's the thing. Women let's say this. Little girls have made it hard for men to even approach because men don't know what to say. That men literally don't know what to say.
I totally agree with that. Let's
get WD on that one so we can have two women's perspective. WD, how do you feel about being addressed, especially by a stranger?
It doesn't. It's not something that gives me the warm and fuzzies because I don't know you. So, and I'm a big one on individuality. So if you call everybody queen or everybody love, it's like, yeah, all right, whatever, no problem. That's just your vernacular. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not offended by it, but I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, let me hear what you have. I'm not going to be more inclined to speak to you longer than I would somebody else because it doesn't,
right.
This is just your vernacular. And it's just, again, that whole energy thing. It's just, you know, you can tell if somebody this is their vernacular. They call everybody king. They call everybody queen. Cool. Fine. No problem. But, or somebody that you're like, wow, that's a king right there. Or that's a queen, or that's my queen. I don't know her, but I see her across the room, and that's my that comes off differently. So it's really an energy, but it doesn't offend me. It's just you just talking.
Okay.
Gigi, you know what somebody told me? This is what somebody told me. A woman told me this. If he's attractive, it don't matter how he come in the DM. If he's not attractive, it's offensive.
What? What? What?
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Fact. That's what was said to me.
And
well,
so
that
goes back to what she said before. There are levels to this thing. So she might be transitioning from girl to woman, where if he's if he look good, it don't matter what he called me, as long as he's speaking to me. No, that's not cute. That goes back to that whole, you're okay with disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
from certain mm-hmm. people. And there's some people that are not okay with disrespect at all, any way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm one
That's
of them.
Right.
So That's you right. disrespect me, I'm trying to cut off your head because I don't want you to ever do that to me again. So my response
right.
to disrespect is very, very different. There's only a couple of people that I will let disrespect slide because of them and because I know they're going to handle it. But if it ain't them, oh, yeah, I'm coming for your head because you will never get away with disrespecting me and think that it's okay for two reasons. One, it's not okay with me. And two, you might run up against somebody where in this day and age that disrespect could cost you your life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, nah, I can't do that. I can't.
I tell you what, Tone, you mentioned that, and that was real. And so one of our challenges as men, as males, is if a woman, you know, she approaches us as king, right? Like, is she genuine with it? Is it something that she does? Is she quote unquote woke? Is she conscious? Or is that an insider to let you know, look, I don't call everybody king, so I'm calling you king because of my admiration for you. Right. Or is it just, you know, what it is. And so, I think that may be a double standard, Tom. When it comes to that, a woman calling a man king should never be offensive, right? Because if she's going to call you a king, she shouldn't be calling everybody king, right? So that shouldn't be offensive. But if a guy comes in with queen, it could be game, right? It could be game. It could be, you know, just, you know, generic.
Or maybe.
He could be
maybe,
genuine.
Or maybe.
There's so many interpretations now.
Or maybe his parents just raised him right. Like my brother, he say peace king, peace queen to everybody. Like that's how he greet people. So, I mean, some people was raised right. Like everybody not running game. Everybody not trying to take advantage of it.
Yep.
I think that the people got to understand the five bad relationships you had is not the whole 7 billion people on the earth. You know what I mean? Those five bad relationships is just those five bad relationships. Every man that say, hey, sweetheart, is not trying to talk to you or not trying to run
That's
game on
right.
you. He's just speaking.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? So I think sometimes, even on the flip side of that, just because a woman speaks to you, that don't mean she want to holler at you. She might just be, you know, speaking. So I think people just got to relax and just chill out, man. Everybody don't want you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not coming like that, you know? I say this all the time to my homegirls. I'm like, listen, I'm not, you know, all this or all that or whatever. You know what I mean? But it's girls that come in my DM. You get what I'm saying? I'm married. I don't entertain it. I don't screenshot that stuff and put these ladies on blast. That's why would I do that? She sees something that she likes. She shot her shot. That's not for me. I don't have to go and tell everybody, hey, look at this girl that said, how you doing, sexy? You know, I don't get the point of that. Like, why do you do that? Okay, this man, how else he supposed to talk to you? He don't know you. He even going to write it on your post or in your inbox. Look at it. I ain't with it and keep it moving. It's just that simple. It don't have to be this whole ordeal where all these guys are thirsty, all these guys are this, or this woman is thirsty, or this woman. You know, people just do the most, man. People just do the most to me. Those are easy fixes. Just don't respond. If you don't like being called queen, don't respond to it. Delete it and keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just that simple.
That's real. WD, we appreciate you hopping on here. You definitely added some value. I think a lot of your perspective, a lot of it is really just good common sense and logic. I do believe that people overthink and they disregard some of the fundamentals of what you know, of what makes sense, like on all angles, on all aspects of it, what would make sense. I also believe that LaChina, you definitely was a voice. You was a voice for a lot of women. We can't downplay how women feel, even though we talked about do women feel protected, right? We also have to talk about in how many different ways do they feel protected or not protected, right? Yeah. And so those things we have to take into account, because there's relationships where there's men that just feel like, hey, I take care of all the finances, so everything else, you should be good, right? Y'all shouldn't have to worry about, you know, how you feel emotionally. Do you feel in tune spiritually? You know, are you taking care of yourself physically? That type of thing. Right. And those are things that we would have to unpack, obviously not tonight, but I think the box that we've opened last week and tonight are so critical to be able to dive in at some point and really get, and maybe we can get you back on the entire show, WD, if we coordinate that, and really have about two or three ladies that can share, you know, their experience, not only share it, but let us also know what are some things that you feel like would help, you know, you specifically, because, yeah, you represent yourself, but there's also plenty of women that can relate to your stories, plenty of women that can relate to your ideals, your perspectives, your vantage points. And so, you know, I think that those are some of the things that make this platform, Necessary Combo, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so crucial and critical, because we can have a uncensored, unscripted, you know, dialogue, and that's that's the beauty of it, is being able to get these perspectives without any judgment. You know, we went back and forth, but all we were doing is we were just sharing our perspectives, and so we have to utilize this and turn around and learn. You know what? Some men think this way. Some women feel this way. And that's the takeaway that I always feel like, hey, I'm not here to argue and debate. I'm here to learn not only why you feel the way you do, but also how have you grown from that? Are you still stuck? You know, what are some steps that I can be a positive impact to let you know, hey, you know what? Maybe this direction right here will be something to take in consideration. So if we're not learning from each other on a regular basis, then I feel like we're defeating the purpose. We're just talking. And there's plenty of platforms where people just talk and other people are listening. Sure. And nobody has an opinion or nobody wants to say something that may come off contradictory. And and so, you know, Tone, that's why I'm in it. That's why I'm 100%, you know, all in this platform and making sure that we bring some legitimate, constructive, and powerful, you know, content and dialogue week in, week out.
I'm definitely game, Gigi. So just because something you said, everybody has a different perspective. So and so everybody's version of what protection looks like may be a little different. So I'm definitely game, because I think Tone said that on the previous show, like the way he may protect somebody is going to look different than maybe the way that you, Gigi, wants to protect somebody or would protect somebody. And so one way isn't right and the other way is wrong. It's just you have to – you said something else earlier, Gigi, about figuring out who your tribe is and building that tribe. And so everybody isn't a part of the tribe. So that the people that protect you the way you would like to be protected, male or female, are your tribe. The ones that don't, no shame, no hard feelings, they just can't be a part of the tribe because they they're not a good fit for you. They might be a good person, but not a good person for you and for what you have going on. So, yeah, I'm definitely down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody plays a part.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty. Wow. So this was nice. This was nice. we want to thank you, WD, for jumping on here, being our anchor. She was the anchor person today, y'all. She hung out for a little while, so we appreciate that. Johnny was amazing. Tone, should we just go right into social media handles and whatnot?
Yeah,
how you feeling?
Definitely. Listen, I want y'all to know that this wasn't just 1 week. This wasn't just a 1 week thing. LaChana going to be joining us for the next 5 to 6 weeks. Hopefully, we can get her on permanently, but we'll talk about that and see how that goes. I definitely enjoyed the show. WD, she always come through with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes she agrees with me, sometimes she don't, but she definitely, she definitely come with it.
If she agrees with you all the time, something is wrong.
I actually grew, she grew on me because a lot of times she tell personal experiences, so she just not just talking to talk like what she think. You know,
right.
So that's always a good thing. You know, it's situations she went through and stuff that she's doing now. So definitely, I commend her for that. The China, can you let everybody know where they can find you, your social medias, website?
Yes.
All right.
Most definitely. On Facebook, I am LaChina, LaChina, Jones, Kareem, Kareem. On Instagram, I'm LaChina _JonesKareem. And if you are looking for me any other way, you are able to find me on Facebook at either So Fat Burlesque or Bodied by Ricochet.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm on my laptop right now.
You're
stupid. Okay,
where they can find you at, Juju?
Yeah, definitely. You guys know. If you're on Facebook, look for Malloy Rob. All right. Now, I also have a business page, which is GAD Enterprises. But definitely look for me on Facebook, and you can get to all of my information. Social media handles is GG After Dark, everything. GGAfterDark.com, IG, and all that good stuff. So, by all means, stay focused, stay connected. Tell them, let them know.
Definitely. You can follow me, GEI Tone, on all social media platforms. You can follow the radio show at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. And if you want to follow this show, you can follow this show on IG, Necessary_Convo, each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. You know what, Gigi? In 2 weeks, I'll be back in Atlanta, and I'm doing a Black Man Brunch. And this is going to be my topic, and I want to see how the black men respond to women not feeling protected by black men outside of the home.
That's going to be dope.
I think that's going to be a dope conversation to hear. Black men have to say about that. So I'm definitely excited, way more excited now. Just hearing y'all, I just was thinking the whole time, like, yeah, this is definitely going to be one of the topics that we talk about at the brunch. So, September 25th, if I'm not mistaken, we're doing that in Atlanta. So, we'll be back next week. We're going to come up with another dope topic. Make sure y'all tune in. Enjoy the rest of y'all weekend. Everybody be safe. Peace.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.